A long, long time ago, centuries before this town was built, and even before the town that was here before that town was built, there lived a young man of extraordinary genius.
There was not a problem this fellow could not solve, a conundrum he could not confound, nor a riddle he could not answer.
His library is said to have contained enough books that you could stack them up high enough to reach the sun and have enough paper left to wrap up like a football if you liked.
But above all, this young man hungered to solve the riddle of time, so he became a clockmaker. He conquered all of the clockmaker's lessons until he came to the final one.
Well, this lesson confounded him. He pored over his books day and night, and he has swallowed up the words like little morsels. He flicked through the endless pages until they began to turn to dust in his fingers, and let the sun and moon alone to their eternal waltz outside his window. One day he realized he had become an old man. His brow was furrowed, and his muscles weakened like pasta left too long on the boil. His skin sagged, and his bones moaned at him like croaky old frogs.
"Why should old Father Time be allowed to bump endlessly through my body?" he said. "I've not finished the final lesson."
And so began his plan. He gathered together all his books and papers and pens and ideas and brought them to one little desk in one little room and went about the most ingenious plan he'd yet concocted. He made himself a clockwork heart so that he could keep living until he had truly mastered the final lesson.